Chapter 16. Today, the big circle of fun looked more like a stockyard than a dirt field used to hold foot races and shoving contests. Several thousand shaggy octusi were gathered in the primitive arena, singing and stomping and working themselves up for another parade through downtown Orari. Mati Vant found it impossible to tell who was in charge, for there seemed to be dozens of elders making speeches, issuing instructions and supervising the repair and replacement of the placards that the Mandalorians had shot up during the last march. Nearly 50 Octusi, all proudly displaying the burn holes where they had been hit by blaster fire, were positioning themselves at the near end of the circle, almost directly in front of the droid repair shop where Mati and her crew were hiding. From her vantage point, in a darkened second-floor storeroom, it appeared the demonstration would be the largest yet, with the violence suffered during the last march only hardening the resolve of the slaves. Mati glanced toward the adjacent window, where her cam operator was crouching on the floor, attaching a small right-angle surveillance lens to his cam. A slender human male with graying blonde hair and a weather-worn face, Till Crane had taken Mati under his wing early in her still-blossoming career, teaching her not only the hows of getting the story, but also the ethics of pursuing it, and her duty to present a fair and balanced report. In short, Till had helped shape a young, ambitious Deveronian female into a journalist whom even the legendary Perry Needmo felt comfortable airing. And Mati loved him like a father for it. Well, maybe not exactly like a father. He was a fairly handsome human, after all. Till finished attaching the surveillance lens, then quickly adjusted the focal length and activated the display. Almost instantly, his steely eyes grew wide, and he began to record.
"You spot the Jedi already?" Mati asked.
Their mysterious contact and freedom flight had warned them that two young Jedi Knights, Sathaya Sar and Avinoa Morellis, were on their way to Blaudu Sextus to prevent the Octusi from being slaughtered. It seemed doubtful they could have made planetfall on Blaudu Sextus so quickly. The journey required a lot of staging stops and hyperspace jumps. But Jedi were capable of amazing feats, and the Freedom Flight contact had promised they were in for a surprise. When her cam operator did not answer after a moment, Mati asked, "Till?"
"Not Jedi,"
Till whispered. With a wall of 15-centimeter stone separating them from a field full of bleating Octusi voices, there was little chance of being overheard, so it seemed obvious that something was very wrong. Without looking away from the hand-sized screen, he spoke to the Chev assistant standing at the back of the storeroom.
"Shota, get the power generator up and get us a holonet link. Perry will want this live."
Mati immediately glanced back, looking down a narrow aisle flanked by shelves piled with droid parts, and nodded to the heavy-browed Chev waiting next to the door. A former slave whom Mati had won in a drinking contest on Vinsoth, Shota Lar had not yet adjusted to his freedom, and he still had a habit of awaiting Mati's permission before he followed instructions from anyone else. Once the Chev had begun to assemble the equipment, Mati returned to her window and peered out, then gasped aloud. Hovering in the alley mouths, surrounding Big Circle, were dozens of quick-strike assault sleds, the barrels of their laser cannons depressed for close-in ground support. A partially exposed Mandalorian sat atop each vehicle, using a swivel-mounted autoblaster to cover a squad of debarking commandos. The Octusi were casting a few wary glances toward the assault sleds, but continuing to organize and repair placards. Mati knew from her time on the planet that the semi-sentient Octusi probably did not understand what the arrival of the Mandalorians meant. They were a gentle, rule-abiding species that could not conceive of others being otherwise. And since a peaceful assembly in their own big circle of fun did not violate the rules established by their Blaudun masters, it simply had not occurred to them that the Mandalorians might intend them harm.